Okay, let's see what we got. And 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. Hello, Earthlings. We are here with another tantalizing hour and segment of Neon Talk.
Do we have the
light up your lava lamps? And here we go.
Here we go.
Coming to you from Midtown, New York.
Smoke them if you got them.
We're
stitching this one together by the hair of our chinny chin chin. This one right here, the Satin Affair.
I don't know if you can hear that over there.
Yeah. Oh, feedback. That was like the Bozo Show. Those guys, Cookie the Clown, was always feeding back. So we got you're hearing George Shearing. So there you go. He's good. Okay, so without any further ado, we were gonna talk about something. What were we gonna talk about? We had something that was on the.
Well, one of the things that we're playing this balance. Let me pull this off of here.
We're gonna do it live.
The smooth lounge music playing in my headphones.
We're just going to explain our technical difficulties here.
We'll do it live!
I'm telling you, we're going to do it live! Give me the script!
Okay, now, this way I can speak into the microphone close. Maybe I should do this every time.
Yes.
But now I'm having to speak into the phone because it isn't getting the board tonight. Joey forgot his adapter.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you, folks.
All right, and he's holding the headphones up to the. We're holding the headphones up to the microphone, and the possibility that you might be able to hear a little of the George Shearing that we're playing here in the background, here in the Lazy Lounge, here in beautiful downtown Joliet, just across from the Jute Mill in beautiful downtown. Yes,
miles away from the White Castle in Romeoville, Illinois,
to do one of those Steve Allen ramps.
Right.
No, one of the things we were talking about in the last show we just got done, number 488, which
yes.
will be there for your listening pleasure in just a little bit.
Absolutely.
One of the things I brought up was, is it particularly augmentive to the recording and to the industry when the artist, the featured artist, knows how to play a plethora of instruments? In other words, multi-talented. Is this something that can prove distracting? Or is it ultimately augmentive to the... I would say the answer would be more or less obvious, but not necessarily. Now, you brought up Prince, a contemporary artist, a lot of people didn't know was had the ability to play many instruments.
Right.
Yeah, along with singing, he was multi-talented with many instruments.
Absolutely.
I guess it makes you well-rounded.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you put it that way?
Yeah. And the other guy that we've had on the show before is Jason Faulkner. Jason Faulkner plays all of his instruments on his own. He's a virtuoso, and I think it befits. The only thing that I've seen with these guys that can play so many instruments is there's such a high level of quality in their brains, they have a hard time releasing the material, finding labels that are going to stay true to their sound, and finding avenues to get it out to the people. I think that's the only thing, because there's a level of perfectionist that goes into them.
Yeah, Miles Davis, I think, is one of those.
Yes.
Charlie Mingus added, I think, to their, general grouchiness.
All Mingus needed was a good plate of food and a bass that was in that had the right sound to it. He was fine, but yeah, he was that was a stormy dude.
Yeah, and Miles, one of these individuals, multi-talented, genius.
Yeah.
And at some level, but for crying out loud, if you didn't do it his way, you couldn't get through the day.
But that guy launched a million careers. It was like, I was talking to someone this week, they mentioned Miles Ahead, and they wanted to know what I thought. And the movie Miles Ahead did a good job, I think, in exploring that time of his life where he was on hiatus and him coming out.
Yeah.
But it also explored the level of him, just him walking into a room. He demanded a level of talent and a level of in tune that a lot of musicians didn't get just by being there. He didn't have to say anything. It was just that whole thing when he used to walk on stage in his later years. He used to play one note and walk off, and people would pay $50 to $200 to see it happen. it was a jackleg move, but he did it because he was Miles and he could do it. But
yeah,
that's kind of a metaphor for the influence that he wielded with his instrument, his machismo.
On another hand, you could be a Frank Zappa, multi-talented,
that's right.
but you know, all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was so ahead of his time.
Yep.
You know, he was all over.
Oh, a
the
lot
place.
Of his stuff still is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you listen to some old Zappa and Captain Beefheart.
Man Alive.
Man Alive.
Those guys, they knew what they were doing.
Well, not necessarily that either. They may not have, at times, I got a sense that they didn't necessarily know what they were doing, and they were cool with that.
I think that's what a lot of these geniuses didn't realize what they were doing. Miles, I think he was so into what he was doing, he didn't realize that he was setting up bebop, he was setting up cool jazz, he was setting up this new Bitches Brew, Sketches of Spain era. He was just doing what he was doing, but he was ushering in different eras of jazz, and he was just doing it unknowingly because that's what they did. It's like that question I'll ask a lot of these old guys. Did you guys know that you were playing in a hotbed of jazz that's going to be heralded for centuries to come? And they were like, no, we were just doing what we did.
That's the truth in a lot of cases. Somebody, this really takes it to the other side of the music spectrum, but I think it was Johnny Cash, country music star Johnny Cash, that was asked, did he realize the way this stuff was going to take off?
Yeah.
They called rockabilly. And then, no, he said he had no idea. They were just doing that thing they do.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like you and me.
Yeah.
We're just doing that thing
just
we do.
Just doing that thing we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how it works. And that's the way good musicians and creators are. They're just in there doing it. And
hey, Amanda, jump in here anytime you like.
Anytime you want. What do you think back there?
Joe's got his manager behind him here. No, she's just reading a good book.
I am. I don't get to read very often.
Yeah.
So it's read time. One thing I do want to point out real quick.
Yes.
Is the Charlie Parker Week is getting ready to kick off in earnest, and the great Sullivan Fortner, pianist from New York City, and the great saxophonist Devon Pennicott's going to be coming to Kansas City, and it's always a good way of keeping that Kansas City jazz torch going. So anybody that's out there that feels the need, get out there and support local music. Dig Kansas City. Bird's a good. I mean, he's Bird, man. We're celebrating it.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. All right. Well, come up here to the camera and say hello, at least. Yeah.
Uh-oh. I don't have my hair done.
Neither
nails.
Do I.
I'm not camera ready, boys.
I'm not too concerned with my hair either. I'm clearing ground for a new face.
You need your handlebar mustache back.
Yeah, I do. I had a mustache. And to think I had a handlebar mustache.
There you go.
There you go.
How you doing?
I've been in teacher meetings for 2 days. My brain is
understand.
It's been a long, stretchy 48 hours. Laffy taffy.
All right. Well, we understand that.
We do understand that. Again, just so we know, I think it's just because I want to say it. You're hearing George Shearing. And we're doing it old school. We have to hold up the cans to the mics so we're not getting the best sound. But you know what? This isn't Hollywood, kids. This is Belton, Missouri.
I used to work at a radio station that the only way they could get the calls on the air was to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
They didn't have the expensive ways that a lot of it was a little market station. They didn't have the expensive ways of getting the caller on the air, so he would just hold his headphones up to the microphone.
Yeah.
Either that or he'd just pinch his nose and sound like the caller.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Get off the air.
Next caller. Yeah, we aren't doing fancy things like Facebook around here. We're holding microphones up to headphones.
Definitely old school, guys.
That's right. So what? Anything else? Any other disclaimers? Oh, I always got to be very careful to make sure that I plug Downbeat Magazine. All right? They gave me a free year subscription because they found out about this, and I accidentally got a pallet monthly magazine. Whoever's reading about pallets, please. It was about pallets. In my worst moment, there's no way that I
got a pallet of paper towels from Costco.
They should have got jazz. I asked for jazz. You're hearing George Shearing.
Everything you buy at Costco is in a pallet. So
that's right.
They give him a pallet of paper towels.
Pallet of paper towels.
Brawny, man. Not,
dig through it. In the middle of it, you'll find your downbeat. That's it. That's all you need.
The family's getting together next week, and we're going to decide if he goes, who gets the paper towels?
That's right. And if it doesn't work then, Merry Christmas, everyone. You know exactly what you're going to get.
Get
paper towels wrapped in paper
towels. Looking stockings you'll ever see.
That's right.
Talk about a stuffer.
Spill away. Just spill everything.
The quicker picker-upper.
That's right. Speaking of quicker picker-upper, what do you think?
I think... thank you for letting us rant here a little bit and share a little time with you. This we just got done with show number 488, and this is our way of, I guess, winding down with you.
Yeah.
So, again, you can hear the Neon Jazz where?
You can hear it at the neonjazz.blogspot.com, and if you really, really want to get savvy, type Neon Jazz in your Google browser. It'll come right up for you.
All right, and when they play it... It can be heard in Kansas City on KCXL.
Yes.
At what time did you say there?
It's 8 a.m. Saturday morning, 102.9 FM,
and 11:40
a.m. And as they say, what do they say?
Oh, it's all good.
It's all good. Again, you're hearing George Shearing.
All right. Well, hold that fellow up just for maybe 30-second trail out.
There we go.
There you go.
Pure satin. Right there. Thank you.
All right.
And get out there and support live music. I actually caught, Ken Laverne Trio with Steve Lambert and Todd Strait at the Green Lady. That place filled up. It was smoking. It was swinging. This Kansas City scene, it's hot. Get out and catch it.
Jazz still alive and well in what is a jazz town.
That's right.
Now, if we could just get radio broadcasters to go along with that realization here in the 33rd market in the country.
We might be onto something.
We might be.
You know, so you got to keep your fingers crossed and
all right.
your toes.
You got to keep your strength up.
You
because
gotta.
If you don't keep your strength up, you're no good to anybody. Remember that.
Put your own air mask on first.
That's right.
Put your own air mask on first and then in the passenger next to you.
And then breathe. Just breathe in and out. And enjoy the view.
And enjoy,
the music, my
friends. Booyah.
Bam.
Later.
Thank you.
Neon Jazz.